Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us on the Daily this morning. Now,
not at all.
Excellent. Looking at this kind of debate, graffiti and vandalism, sometimes there seems to be a lot of crossover, or a lot of crossover in the way people think about it. Is there an actual distinction we can make between public art graffiti and graffiti that is just vandalism?
I think you can make a sort of series, you know, almost infinite distinctions between, you know, what is criminal damage and what is someone expressing themselves in an urban context, right through to, you know, a really highly structured art project, which has, in fact, huge community benefit because the community gets to own part of what they otherwise feel alienated from.
You know, it's quite interesting we're having this debate this morning because one of the, well, I would say the world's most famous graffiti artist, Banksy, has, there are claims coming out of the UK that Banksy has actually been outed this morning, although those reports are currently unconfirmed. Rapper Goldie saying on a podcast that Banksy's first name was Robert, and a lot of people have made some educated guesses to who that might be. So it is quite interesting to have this debate right now because Banksy is one that's had, he's made a big career out of it now. Banksy, he or she has made a big career out of it now. And yet, even in the early days, there was a bit of an uproar when one of Banksy's early pieces was painted over in the UK. So there is still this misunderstanding as to what makes it art. Why do you think people don't see graffiti as art?
Well, if you, like me, have had your front fence tagged at some stage, You know it's not art. You know it's someone, you know, doing the equivalent of going around the lampposts.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also been a way in which all sorts of people, you know, express themselves. Now, people have been doing that on caves, walls, and all sorts of other things since the beginning of time. So it's actually, at one level, a natural human impulse to take something out on the environment that imposes your individuality on it. If you talk to serious artists, and Banksy is definitely a serious artist, he's actually saying, you know, we've got to bust art out of, and the discussion about what art is, out of the gallery, because only a few people go to that, and get it onto the street where, you know, everyone is. So that's the other side of it. In between, yes, you've got people who say that walls could be most improved by tagging it or by spray painting the word Satan about 18 feet high or whatever it is you want to do. And of course, you know, all the railway sidings right around Sydney and, you know, most Western capital cities are now, with the advent of the spray can, have been treated as sort of open, open canvases on which people can take it out. Now, I've been dealing with graffiti issues for a long time, and if you want to keep something clean, the public authorities have got to behave like they're proud of it.
Mm.
So it actually does mean you've actually got to clean graffiti off within about 2 hours of it happening, or else you will find the rest of the population who've got access to a spray can will be on top of those areas as well. Mm. So many of our neglected spaces get graffitied, and it just keeps going.
Look,
and in some cases, the urban authorities have given up and said, this is fine, you know, we will have it. There are others who bow to political pressure. But then it comes down to a question of, well, how do you divert people from spraying things that you don't want sprayed, or how do you devote the resources to cleaning it up quickly?
Sydney itself, it does have a few pieces scattered around town that are rather, rather attractive pieces of public art, I would say. But Melbourne, where you're coming to us from, is probably in, it's probably arguably more famous for a lot of these public art spaces. What kind of protections and what kind of rules are in place around these big murals in Melbourne at the moment to make sure that they do stick around as sort of a distinctive part of the city?
Really good question, because at a street level, it's kind of the law of the street, you know. If someone's got a really good tag or are respected, they won't necessarily be tagged over or painted over. If something's a really good piece of street art, people will show respect by not tagging it, not painting it over. But by and large, the people on the street themselves will have a sort of rapper mentality. If you can do it better, then, you know, fair goes. Mm. So there's that side of it. Then, of course, there's the general council policing of things. So if you live in the city of Melbourne, as I do, and something appears on your wall, council will say, this is an illegal sign in a heritage area, you've got to take it off. And then they've got actually a fine print that says, but if you don't do it, we'll do it for nothing, so long as you it doesn't happen too often. So they've actually got street cleaning gangs out there cleaning off things in non-graffiti areas. And then there are actually designated laneways where people are allowed to do what they do. By and large, they police themselves. Overzealous council workers of several times, they actually got rid of a Banksy rat in Melbourne a few years ago. But by and large, it's left to that sort of ethic. So there's, you know, there are many building owners now who think it's a good idea to actually encourage and sometimes pay artists to come in and work. And depending on different inner city councils, you might need a signage permit to do that, or you might be allowed to do it to your own building. Mm. So as it were, there's no law against vandalizing your own building, if I can put it that way.
Well, Mike, I really do appreciate you joining us on this morning, having a bit of a chat with us about this one, because it is one of those debates that float around, and it is one of those things. I think there is it's one of those debates where it's almost like, I don't know art, but I know it when I see it. And you see the same thing with determining whether something is a piece of public art or whether it is a piece of vandalism.
Well, I think it's absolutely true. But look, the studies have shown that a good piece of community mural art will keep keep an environment untagged, ungraffitied, better than just having a blank wall.
Mm. Well,
so there are advantages in allowing people to claim the street.
Hmm. Well, Mike, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time. Really do appreciate you joining us, having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
No, it's a debate that's going to run and run.
Absolutely. Have a very good day, huh?
Thanks, Sean. See ya.